Hi, I'm Danae Alamano, and this is Living United.
Yes, we are Living United once again. Danae, I've been waiting here for 3 years, and...
I got a little busy. I'm so sorry. This needs to be a priority of mine.
Well, it's really cool that we're able to do this again, and it's a perfect time to restart this as you're coming off your campaign for 2021, and which will, you know, create money that you'll use here in 2022. Mm-hmm. And sounds like you hit it out of the park again.
We did, which, again, why I was probably just really busy, but it was really good. It was really good. Yes, we had a goal to raise $575,000. And I mean, I'm really competitive. You know that about me.
Yes, I do.
And we have hit our goal every year I've been here. But we crushed it this year, thanks to Bemidji, and raised $672,480.
So that's like over $100,000 beyond your goal.
Almost
$100,000. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, again, Bemidji just hit it out of the park. So
it is pretty amazing. I mean, it's not like it's been the easiest few years in the community.
No.
And yet we pulled this off.
I think COVID... I mean, fortunately and unfortunately, COVID has brought to light the work we do, and United Ways were built for this kind of stuff, unfortunately, but yeah. Fortunately, right? So, yeah, I think the community really understood the work that we do. And that's always been a goal at the United Way, is just how do we share more about what we're doing? Because once people know, how would you not want to be a part of helping our community in the many ways that we get to do that?
Absolutely. And of course, this money is distributed in any number of ways. Mm-hmm. And so your opportunity to share how we will help the community in 2022.
Yeah, I mean, we have an investment cabinet of volunteers. You've been a part of that, Kev. Mm-hmm. Where we allocate out the funds, and it's not just reading grant applications that agencies in the area apply for. It is reading those, but it's also you go on tours, you do interviews of the agency directors, you learn about community issues and what's highest priorities in the area, all sorts of things to try to make sure that every dollar is going to the places and the people that need it the most. We have that, but then we partner with you with child abuse prevention,
right,
funding, and that is part of the campaign total, but a separate allocation because we're looking to fund agencies specifically working on child abuse prevention.
And for those who aren't aware, that's a fairly new role for the United Way to help us with that. But this our third year together in the Radiothon?
I think it was, yeah. It's hard to, because I'd volunteer for it. Yeah. And then and again, it's what United Way was built for. Here we are raising funds for other organizations, and then just asked to be a server for that Giovanni's Night for a program that has my personal interest in being foster parents. And came out of it with the agencies saying, hey, would United Way want to also raise funds for this, knowing that, yeah, we know how to fundraise. So that's been a fun partnership with you guys.
It absolutely has been. It's been great. Mm-hmm. For those who aren't familiar with how it all works, I've always described it to people that the United Way is like a mutual fund for nonprofits.
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah. In that, you know, a mutual fund, if you're anybody who has a 401k knows, you know, it's a little bit of stocks here, there, and everywhere, and smart people who know what's going on pick the right stocks. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about it. You know it's going to good, you know, into the right way,
right,
or the right safest place for your money. Mm-hmm. And that's what you guys do, and that's what that community investment cabinet does. We go out, we check on all the different nonprofits who apply for the funds, we make our recommendations, and you make sure it's the right kind of mm-hmm. business.
Right, yeah. We've even added, since you were on it, Kev, before everything starts, you know, half the investment cabinet are financial experts and half are community members. And the financial experts volunteer a couple hours extra, go through 990s. I mean, they look through all the financials, so that way when you're going to your interview, you can be asking, you know, a question on page 82 of the 990 or whatever, to make sure we're as thorough as possible with understanding
And though the United Way is a national and international organization, what is it? About 99% of it stays right here?
Exactly. Yes. Yep. So a lot of people, that's always a big question. Where's, what country is my money going to or whatever? And it's, no, it stays right here. The 1% that we do give to United Way worldwide helps us a lot. There's a lot of networking we can do with other United Ways. We get credits to go to trainings to learn more about the work we're doing or what. I've gotten to go to Washington, D.C. and advocate for our area to our our representatives a lot, and to just that 1% that also benefits our area.
Right. And if people are really curious to know exactly, you know, what organizations and what programs, it's all on your website.
Yeah. Yep. UnitedWayBemidji.org.
And yeah, just choose partner agencies. You'll give you the whole list of what they are and what they do.
Exactly.
And you've got the breakdown of your programs, which has expanded as well. The programs you actually run and work on as kind of the administrators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of our programming is based off of our partner. Everything we do is based off of, once these agencies we allocate funds to become our partner agencies, then we partner with them on multiple things. But one major way is just listening. I mean, what are they collectively dealing with that we can create something to help them with? This last year, we started a new program called Wheels to Work, and that was based off of our partner agencies. I mean, there's a huge issue in our area for transportation, and there is not one answer. So this is just one of many answers to a bigger problem. But for our partner agencies, getting people to appointments is a big deal. From getting them to their court hearing to getting them to their insurance appointment, whatever it might be, there's just a ton of problems with that. And many of the agencies have small amounts of auto repair kind of funds, but nothing that's going to last for all their clients throughout the whole year. So we started toying with this idea of Wheels to Work, which is a program in other communities. Sometimes United Ways run them too. But just like United Way, you get to be what your community needs. And we had a conversation with Don Dillinger, who's a great supporter of United Way, just kind of throwing out this idea of car repairs and what do they think and how do they think it could work, because we were looking at writing some grants for that. And of course, they had a better idea than we did, because they're the experts.
Yeah.
And have done a car care clinic where clients of our partners can receive a voucher from that agency to come to the clinic and get a free oil change, tire rotation, and an inspection. And then the estimates for the car repairs come to the United Way in like a red, yellow, green fashion, wanting to get all the reds taken care of as soon as possible. Yellows maybe we can wait on, and green means that squeaking noise you hear, no big deal.
Okay.
So that's been a really, we've helped 34 families so far, and we just launched it this last fall. So it's been a short time period that we've been able to help quite a few households.
You know, that is, when you think about this area, I mean, when we hear about the school district and their challenge busing kids in a district this size, when you realize how, you know, how far it is from somebody's house to a job in this area, and no mass transit, it's a whole different ballgame up here.
Exactly.
And people need that kind of help sometimes, because it's just, owning a car is not cheap.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a new program. What are some of the other programs you guys administer?
Well, one that started with the United Way that we still administer with the United Way here in Bemidji is Holiday Gifts for Kids. That's, again, you set it up like a store, and parents get to come shop for their, they have to register ahead of time, but can come shop for their kids for a gift for the holidays. And this last year, we had over 650 children that received a gift through the program, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
We run Coats for Community, which again have done for a long time, and have an average about 3,000 cold weather items going out on distribution day. And many people in the community are a big part of that, because it's all donated coats and hats and mittens and snow pants and boots and everything else. So that's always a fall program for us. We also partner with the Leach Brothers at 209 Red Stew to do a Thanksgiving meal, 100 families. Chosen by our partner agencies as families who need these meals, receive all the fixins on Thanksgiving day morning, which is fun. We do all the prep work, and Lucan's Village Foods donates all the food, all the ingredients to make that. So Thanksgiving's my favorite, so that one is just really fun to me. We stepped in last year in 2021 and 2020 to take on the school supply backpacks, for the start of school for kids.
Okay.
And 400 plus kids have received that. We will not be continuing that. It's usually between the Boys and Girls Club and Salvation Army, and just stepped in due to a lack of being able to kind of figure that out in the last 2 years. So
okay.
We wanted to keep it going. And we have Imagination Library, which is a free book program for kids ages 0 to 5. It's Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, it's called. And kids receive a book in the mail every month with their name on it until their 5th birthday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's a fun one, too. And again, all community funded, or even foundationally, whether it's Northwest Minnesota Foundation or Otto Bremer Foundation that we receive funds for our programming.
I know a few years ago you established core things that you thought this community needed, and that would be, you wanted to make sure your dollars were being allocated towards. What are those core categories?
Sure, basic needs. So whether that's food, shelter, or transportation, health, whether that's mental health or physical health, and also education. So making sure if everybody has their basic needs met, they're healthy and they're educated, they have an opportunity to thrive. That's the goal of United Way.
Okay. And you were mentioning before we got rolling some great partnerships you have right
mm-hmm.
now. So tell us about some of your good partners.
Well, you are.
Yeah, we try.
You're a
we
great
try.
One. between CAPSI, or the Child Abuse Prevention Council, work to getting to come on air whenever we have something going on. And it's not just because it's United Way. It's because you know what we're doing. I mean, this is how we get it out there,
yeah.
what we're up to. So that's been huge. Lucan's Village Foods has become a big partner for us, being our title sponsor for a fishing tournament to, again, they partnered with us for the child abuse prevention.
Yes, they did.
They let you guys come in and broadcast from Lucan's North. They also, donate all that food for Thanksgiving meals, and they ran their first workplace campaign allowing for voluntary payroll deductions for Lucan's employees. So that's been, again, just a big new partnership for us. Sanford Health was a game changer this last year. It's, I think they're a big reason why we exceeded goal at the extent we did. They decided to partner with us on their Taco Fest, which was, it had its highest success ever this last year. And all proceeds came to United Way. So that was huge, along with some major focus on their workplace campaign too, allowing Sanford Health staff to do payroll deductions. They almost doubled their own giving to the United Way. So that was a huge partnership this last year as well.
One of the other really cool things that you've been able to develop in the last few years that I think allowed you to do so much more is you have a staff.
Yeah.
It's not just the executive director
anymore.
No, it's
not just me. Yes. That's huge. And that was very strategic on the board level. And we didn't just, turn around and the next day have staff. But I do have three other staff at the United Way with me now. And they obviously have different roles. Shannon Lee is our marketing and events person. The board really wanted to put some emphasis on, again, I kind of said it at the beginning, if people know what we're up to, how could you not want to give? So put a lot of time and effort into our marketing of not only ourselves, but also our partners. And our events have shifted quite a bit. When I started, we had 10 events that raised $11,000.
Okay.
Four of those events are the same still. But we now have also 10 events, and they raise over $100,000.
Wow.
So having someone concentrate on that has been huge. And trying to diversify those, you know, everything was so based around just businesses, where now we've got Fishing and Trap, we've got Women United. You know, mm-hmm. there's a different, there's a variety of people that can also be involved in United right. Way events.
Okay.
And then Annie Butler-Ricks, she is resource development for us. And if you know Annie, she came from the Science Center and is a data nerd and a scientist.
Yes.
She does a lot of an analyzing of different things. She also runs Women United and implements a lot of different programming or partnerships that we work on. From we helped the food shelf start a mobile food pantry for people who aren't able to get to the pantry or to the food shelf. And she, you know, it's a huge process, like doing community needs assessment to see where you need to go, raising funds for the program, making sure we have all the right partners and players in place. They need a vehicle. There's logistics, you know, so she does all of that kind of work okay. behind the scenes and writes and does all our grant writing as well.
Grant writing's huge.
Huge. and then Gretchen Thompson is in community impact for us, and she runs the programs that we just talked about. She works with our volunteers. We went from having about 200 volunteers per year to over 1,000 volunteers.
Wow.
So coordinating and figuring out all of that is a lot. And then she also works with our partner agencies. So she's the ears for us of okay. finding out, you know, what problems can we help solve. So
okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And they're a great staff. I've obviously worked with all of them.
Yeah, they
and,
are.
And just love working with you guys.
Thanks. Well, ditto.
Okay. Oh, it's just the, what do they call that? The Mutual Admiration Society.
Yes,
going on here.
Exactly.
All right, so somebody's listening. They're working with or running a nonprofit, and they need some funding, and they're saying, mm-hmm. "How do I get in on this?"
Mm-hmm.
So, what is the process for an agency to maybe be considered for United Way funding?
They just have to apply.
Okay.
Well, that's not a guarantee, mm-hmm. but our applications are open now till the end of March, and it's all online on our website. And they'll go through that process that the investment cabinet goes through. There'll be people paired together to read through their application and do that tour and interview. And they'll also be, because they're new, be asked to come to a full cabinet interview just to share more about their work so that there's a good understanding for the cabinet and myself on the work that they do. We also, we do have an option of a non-funded partnership, which sounds funny, but yeah. We've had Jean Edwold Larson from the Dental Access Center had asked, can I apply for $0? And I thought, why? And she started us off on a whole, I mean, it's part of the work that Gretchen does now, but she, you know, being vetted by your local community can really help in grant writing.
Okay.
And as we have developed more options for our partner agencies on top of funding that we could do to help them, whether it's like the mobile food pantry I just shared about, or maybe it's recreating brochures, whatever it is, I mean, because it's just like the fundraising, we're doing this so that they can be in front of clients, right? We want them to be helping as many people as they possibly can and make sure that back work's done. So we've taken on that. Gretchen just finished revamping the food shelf's website. There's okay. different things that we can do that we can do quickly because we're good at it that will really help them in moving forward. So
okay.
So that non-funded partnership can take advantage of those pieces as well if they want to.
Okay. So. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Actually.
So yeah. We have the Dental Access Center and also the Historical Society that are both non-funded partners of United Way.
Trying to take out COVID as much as possible. What has changed the most in the last several years? Mm-hmm. Anything you noticed as far as what people are up against and what agencies are up against?
From the United Way perspective or from an agency?
From your perspective, seeing the agencies and what their challenges are.
Mm. Taking COVID out. It's so hard to take COVID out.
I know. But I mean, we're hoping that it's, you know, it's more of a memory than a present thing going forward. So I'm
sure.
just curious what we might see challenge-wise going forward.
Hmm. Well, I think it's hard when you take COVID out because I think a lot of it is hiring, just like everybody else. Needs are up, so people are seeing more clients too, and yet you can't hire anyone to help the people that need the help. So that's been difficult. I would say, again, from a United Way perspective, we know that federally there's going to be quite a bit of funding towards food, so food banks, food shelves, different things like that. So our funding might shift a little bit if they have the funding they need. You know, who's not getting funded, and how's that moving? Because we don't receive state and federal funding; we're community funded.
Okay.
So I would say those are some things we're seeing. We're really trying to represent more of the community issues or work on community issues, knowing that we represent so much. That's what I should have said.
Okay.
Wanting to, again, with Annie's role, let's keep chipping at the transportation issue. Let's chip at housing. Let's not lose focus or lose sight of it. Let's work on finding sustainable solutions that matter.
And of course, realistically, despite the fact that we're, again, hoping it's more or less in the rearview mirror in a year or less, the residual effects are going to affect, well, businesses and community members and agencies probably for the next few years.
It's true. And that's, I think, why it's hard to take that away.
Yeah.
It is, even if we're not worried necessarily about, I mean, mask mandates are easing, all those things are easing, but there's been a lot of economic ramifications to what's going on. So we're seeing it just like everybody else.
Okay. Well, as we wrap it up, any thoughts? Now, basically, you don't have to do anything till what,
yeah,
August?
I'm just done. No. Sometimes I think people think that we're just, that it's, we take a break. We're doing a lot of planning right now, so I'm looking forward to a new strategic plan from the board level in the next couple months here. But still looking to be focusing on our same things, wanting people to give meaningful gifts to the United Way because they understand what we're doing, and wanting to work on community issues, wanting to make sure our partners have what they need to be sustainable.
Okay. Well, another great year. Congratulations to the United Way, and thank you for what you're doing for this community all the time, you and your staff of merry helpers and volunteers.
Yes.
And you, we didn't talk about this, your volunteer numbers are way up.
It's awesome. I think a big shift in that was the Backpack Buddies. We used to be able to get all the food packs for weekend food packs for kids packed. And we were just at 4 elementary schools serving about 150 kids.
Okay.
And Sanford Health wanted to fully fund our program and wanted us to expand to all the schools. So we're actually at 20 schools now.
Wow.
Yeah, and serving over 600 kids. But we got to pack those ourselves.
So you need volunteers.
Yes, we need volunteers. So that was a big shift. But it's just added to, we host volunteerbemidji.org too, and allowing all of our partner agencies, not even our partners, just anyone looking for volunteers can have a spot on our website for free to advertise their volunteer need.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to do this again?
Yes, we're going to do this again.
Okay.
We'll not fall off my plate, I promise.
I'm not going to sit here 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, and just be waiting and waiting.
I said it. It's recorded. We're going to keep going.
All right. We'll see you in a couple of weeks for another episode of Living United.
Thanks so much.